KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy, high around 60. It's currently 39 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Well, they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa News, emergency personnel were called to the scene of the area of 180 Glen Avenue in Council Bluffs at around 2:35 this morning, where an SUV reportedly struck a home and the driver was attempting to flee from the area. Upon arrival in the area, officers were directed by witnesses to a man who left on foot northbound on Glen Avenue. Officers stopped the suspect, 30-year-old Joseph Herbeck of Council Bluffs, at Pierce Street and Glen Avenue. Herbeck was transported by rescue squad to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. An investigation revealed the vehicle, a 2003 Trailblazer, went out of control and struck a concrete retaining wall and trash cans. No residential structures were damaged. Intoxication is suspected as the reason for the crash, and charges are currently pending. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa News, one person died, another was injured during a single vehicle accident Sunday morning in Taylor County. The Iowa State Patrol says a passenger in the vehicle, 23-year-old Clinton David Marshall of Corning, who was not wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. The driver, 30-year-old Jody D. Reed of Corning, who was wearing a seatbelt, was flown from the scene to the UNMC in Omaha by LifeNet helicopter. The patrol says that Reed and Marshall were traveling eastbound toward the town of Gravity on County Road J35 at 200th Street when, for reasons unknown, the 2011 Lincoln MKS that they were in went out of control. The vehicle left the road and entered the east ditch before it struck a tree in the ditch and came to rest. The accident happened around 12:45 a.m. Sunday. One person died during a single vehicle rollover accident Saturday evening in Fremont County. Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports deputies responded to the scene near 120th Street and 310th Avenue west of Randolph a little before 5 p.m. The sheriff says 46-year-old Chad Billings of Emerson was operating a tan 2008 Dodge Ram 2400. I'll make that 2500 southbound on 130th Avenue when they failed to stop at the stop sign. The pickup went out of control and entered the east ditch, were overturned and came to rest in the field. Billings was pronounced dead at the scene and taken to the Douglas County Hospital for autopsy. The crash is currently under investigation by the Iowa State Patrol. Randolph and Tabor Fire and Rescue, Tabor Police, and the Fremont County Medical Examiner, along with the State Patrol, were all at the scene of that crash. A Colorado man was arrested Saturday afternoon in Council Bluffs thanks to the efforts of the Council Bluffs Police, deputies of the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, and agents with the FBI working together. Authorities say that around 2:30 p.m. Saturday, 23-year-old Blake A. Newton of Denver, Colorado, was taken into custody on several felony warrants out of Denver for robbery and intimidation charges, along with federal warrant for robbery as well. FBI agents contacted the Council Bluffs Police Department saying that they were tracking a violent felony suspect that was in the area of 3200 Manawa Center Drive by the Target store there. Officers stood by in the area until the suspect drove into the parking lot on the side of the Kubota in the same area. Officers then approached the suspect, and he was able to get back into his vehicle and led officers on a short pursuit. Newton started to go west on Veterans Memorial Highway. And as he did this, the Pottawatomie County deputy was able to perform a pit maneuver, which caused the vehicle to come to rest on top of the median. Newton then got out of the vehicle and ran for a bit, but was taken into custody as he attempted to steal another vehicle in the parking lot of 429 Veterans Memorial Highway. Officers conducted a search of the vehicle Newton eluded officers in and found a loaded 9mm handgun along with a small amount of marijuana. Newton was then transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail without further incident and booked in for being a fugitive from justice for the warrants out of Colorado and other local and city and state charges. Officials of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said over the weekend that on Saturday, 25-year-old Amanda Joy Williams of Red Oak had been arrested just before 4 p.m. that day on two counts of assault on a peace officer and on a Fremont County warrant for harassment in the third degree. Williams was being held on $2,000 bond for the assault charges. She was held without bond on the warrant. In the funeral announcements, Harriet Hemmon, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Harriet Hemmon will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. Marlene Christensen, age 76, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Marlene Christensen will be today at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Wilma M. Fagan, age 89, of Adair, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. Funeral services for Wilma Fagan will be held on today at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Melvin Thielen, age 82, of Manning, died Friday at Manning Plaza. A mass of Christian burial for Melvin Thielen will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Don Deers, age 96, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. A mass of Christian burial for Don Deers will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Elaine Sorensen, age 86, of Audubon, died Friday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Elaine Sorensen will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. Mildred Lamar, age 97, who's formerly of Stewart, died Thursday in Clive. A funeral mass for Mildred Eva Lamar will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Violet Urbis, age 89, of Greenfield, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Violet Urbis will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Ruth Francis, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Ruth Francis will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. James Jim Schwartz, age 85, of Atlantic, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Jim Schwartz will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Troy Allen Grimes, age 43, of Anita, died Saturday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Memorial services for Troy Grimes will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Barbara Bruner, age 69, of Atlantic, died October 21st. Services for Barbara Bruner will be on Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Larry Schwanke, age 76, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Graveside services for Larry Schwanke will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Marvin Carney, age 101, of Oakland, died Sunday at the Oakland Manor. Services for Marvin Carney are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.